Time now for StoryCorps Griot. This project's been traveling the country recording interviews between African Americans. Starting this week, StoryCorps Griot stops in Harlem. That's where Celedonia Cal Jones grew up during the Depression. Like many black families at that time, the Jones family had to move around Harlem to find affordable housing. And as Celedonia recently told his friend Robert Harris, being the new kid wasn't easy.
I remember moving to 143rd Street between Lenox and 7th. Mm-hmm. That was probably one of the toughest blocks in the city. The first day I came out to play, and this fellow comes up and he says, "Hey." So I said, "Well, I'm Cal." And I put my hand out to shake, and he, bang, he hits me in the eye. I said, "All I wanted to do was be friends." He said, "Man, that's how we start friends in this block." Oh, that was the kind of reception I got moving into this block. I remember this day, it was like 95 degrees. We were out on the sidewalk, and we were about 9 and 11 years old. So he said, "Let's play box ball." And that was like hitting the ball, you know, you ran the bases and all. And it was hot. So he said, "It's too hot to play." And we were talking. My brother said, "I guess it would really be something if someone tried to run around this court in this weather." And so his fellow Gordon said, "It wouldn't bother me." My brother Joe said, "I'll bet you can't run around the court 52 times. So Gordon says, "Yes, I could. Better dime."
That was big money.
That's big money. Yeah. Okay. So Gordon starts running around the court. And people are beginning to come out. And people say, "What is that fool running around the court for? What is that little boy? Y'all better stop him. He's going to fall out, you know." Gordon's 28, 29 times. And as he passed, he'd say to Joe, "You better have my dime." And everyone said, "Oh, fight, fight." And I said to Joe, "So Joe, where are you going to get a dime to pay him?" Joe said, "I don't know." So meanwhile, he's running around the court. He's going 49, and he's barely making a round. So when he hit the 50th time, my brother Joe says, "I don't have a dime. I'm not going to pay you, and we can fight right now." And he's standing up there telling Joe, "I'm going to hurt you." Joe says, "Come on." Joe is dancing around like Joe Lewis. That's the kind of block it was. That was a tough block.
Celedonia Cal Jones with his friend Robert Harris in New York City. Celedonia still lives in Harlem today. StoryCorps Griot opens there on Thursday. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. Now you can read more stories like this one in the first ever StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love. Hear more at nprnewsandnotes.org.